We're here on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. So we're going to start with Amos Sefer. That's where we left it off. But before we get to Amos Sefer, which is about 15 lines down from the top, let's just give a bit of a background, because otherwise we won't know what's going on here. We had a suffix of Rav Papa back here on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and Rav Papa wanted to know, how do we learn our Mishnah, which says O Lishmo V'Shalo Lishmo, O Shalo Lishmo V'Lishmo. And Rav Papa's suffix was, are we talking about two avodos or one avoda? In other words, when he had these two kavanos, one was Lishmo and one was Shalo Lishmo, did they have them in one avoda or in two avodos? And the Gemara says that, let me just close the door if you don't mind. The Gemara says that the pivotal point here of Papa that he's being mistafik about is whether or not we can work out this Mishnah according to Rav Meir, even according to Rav Meir, or this Mishnah has to be reflective of the Shita of Rav Yossi. Let's go through the two possibilities. If we're talking about two avodos, then the Mishnah would have to reflect the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, which means the following, that according to Rabbi Meir, did I say two avodos or one avoda? I meant to say one avoda. Let me go through it again. If it's avoda achas, then the Mishnah would have to reflect the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. And it could not work out according to Rabbi Meir. That's what we hold Avoda Achas. Why? Because in Avoda Achas, when you have two Machshavos HaSotros, for example, you have Lishma and Shalo Lishma, then Rabbi Meir says, Tfos Lashon Rishon, that we go, what's going to be determined is the first Machshava. So for example, if the Mishnah is talking about a case where he started with Lishma, and he had in mind L'shem Karban Pesach, then when he changes his mind and he has a Shalo Lishma in the same Avoda, then we don't relate to that second Machshav, because a person doesn't change his mind, or he can't change his mind. That's called Tfos Lashon Rishon. So why would the Mishnah say that the Karban is Pasul in a case where he started with the Lishma and then he went to Shalo Lishma? The only Shita that could be reflected, therefore, and reconciled that Mishnah would be Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds Af Begmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas, that we also take into consideration his second Lashon. And we have to take both in cahoots, one with the other. So if we integrate both, then the Mishnah says that since he had a Machshava Shalo Lishma here in this Avoda, that passes the Karba. If, on the other hand, our Mishnah is talking about Shtei Avodos, then our Mishnah could work out even according to Rabbi Meir. And the reason for that is because if he has a Machshav of Shalo Lishma in one of the various Avodos, that Avoda becomes an Avoda Psula, and we don't apply the principle of Tfos Lashon Rishon. I'll just read to you his commentary here. He says, Ba'avoda Shachreha, in other words, even if the first Machshava, let's say it was a Machshava Shalo Lishma, and then afterwards he has a second Machshava of Lishma, that's not going to salvage the Karba, because he already had an Avoda that was done Shalo Lishma. And in the reverse, the same is true. So we don't apply the principle of two Machshava Sotros, and therefore Tfos Lashon Rishon of Rabbi Meir, in the case of Shtei Avodos, because those are two separate Avodos, two separate entities. Okay. So now, the Gemara wants to see if we could prove one way or the other, and finally, you know, clarify the suffix of Rav Papa, come to a definite conclusion from the Sefer. So we're looking now at Ema Sefer. Do you have it? It's the first two words in the line. So I would say it's about 15 lines down from the top. Ema Sefer. Now, in the Sefer, it says lishmo v'shalo lishmo, o shalo lishmo v'lishmo posel, which means that either he started with lishmo and then he had a shalo lishmo, or the reverse, he started with shalo lishmo and had a lishmo. In both cases, the carbon is posel. So the Gemara is going to try to prove from that sefer that we're talking about avoda achas. And again, if we're talking about avoda achas, then there's a stira between his two machshavas and one avoda. Whereas Rabbi Meir would say tfos lashon rishon, Rabbi Yossi says af b'gemar dvar avonimni. So let's go through the Gemara. The Gemara says the following: Ema sefer, the Mishnah in the sefer says lishmo v'shelo lishmo is posul. Hechidam, what would be the case? Ineima b'shtei avodos. If we're talking about two avodos, which means that in the second avoda he had a machshava shalol lishma, then hainu reisha. Then the Mishnah is just simply repeating, reiterating, regurgitating what we know already from the reisha, because we know already in the reisha that if an avoda was done shalol lishma, then the carbon is possible. So what would be the need to repeat that in the sefer? There's absolutely no chiddush in the sefer that we don't know from the reisha if we're talking about shtei avodos. And again, it doesn't matter what the sequence was, since in one of those two avodos he had a machsheva shalol lishma, then we already know from the reisha that the carbon is possible. Elolav b'avoda achas. Oh, if it's b'avoda achas, then we have a chiddush here. And the chiddush is Rabbi Yossi, that this Mishnah reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, which means that let's say he started with a machsheves lishma, then according to Rabbi Meir, we would say in this case of avod achas tfos lashon rishon, and if the carbon would be kosher. And it's only if we accept the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the omar af b'gmar dvar avodim nitfas, that what registers here is not just his first machshava, but also his second machshava. Therefore, if he had two machshavas in one avoda, both machshavas register, so to speak, on the Richter scale. And since he had a machshava shalol lishma, whether it be the first machshava or the second machshava, the carbon is posel. So the great chiddush of the sefer here, if we're talking about avoda achas, is that this Mishnah is a support and reflects the shita of Rabbi Yossi, that we take into consideration the second machshava, not just the first machshava, and therefore if the second machshava was a machshava shalol lishma, the carbon is posel. So the Gemara says, lo, there's no proof from the Mishnah, you can't be poshet the suffix of Rav Papa, why not? Li olam b'shtei avodos. We're going to go back to the assumption that there are two avodos here. Now, if there are two avodos, what's the chiddush of the sefer? After all, if one of those two avodos was shalol lishma, then we already know from the reisha that that certainly passes the karmon. So the Gemara says, even though we're talking about shtei avodos, nevertheless, there's a chiddush here. Why? Reisha dekoy b'shchita v'kamachashit b'shchita. When the Reisha tells me that if he had a machshava of shalol lishma, then the carbon is posel, that's a case where at the time of the shechita he declared that he has a machsheva shalol lishma with regard to the shechita, that this shechita is not going to be a shechita l'shem Pesach. So again, since he had a machsheva shalol lishma l'shem Pesach at the time of the shechita, the carbon is posel. Inami, or another possible permutation would be dekoy bizrika v'kamachashe bizrika, that as he's doing bizrika sadam, he declares that this zrika is for the purpose of a shlomim and not for a purpose of a carbon pesach. So the carbon is posel. And why is the carbon posel? Because he had a machshava regarding that very avoda that he's involved in. And if he had the machshava regarding the shalol lishma machshava regarding that very avoda that he's involved in, then since we're talking about a case of shtei avodos, therefore the carbon is posel. So again, either he had a shechita shalol lishma or a zrika shalol lishma, comes along the sefer with a new chiddush. Dekoy b'shechita v'kachashe b'zrika, that at the time that he shechted the carbon, and he's shechting the carbon as a carbon pesach, he has a machshava that he's going to be zorek the dam l'shem shlomim. So the shalol l'shmo was at the time of the shechita vis-a-vis the zrika. The Omer Hareini shochet as a pesach l'shmo, but my condition is l'zrok is domo shalol l'shmo. So I want the shechita to be l'shem pesach and the zrika to be l'shem shlomim. And in this case, the Mishnah wants in Mechadesh a great big chiddush here that the carbon is pasul, that this is called the shalol l'shma. The Omar, the kamashbalon, and why is the carbon pasul? The mechashvim me'avoda la'avoda, that if at the time of one avoda, you had a machshava psula for another avoda, if at the time of the shechita you have a machshavas psul on the zrika, for example, that it should be shalol l'shma.
Even though you're not there yet.
Even though you're not, not only aren't you there yet, but at the time of the zrika, you declared, I'm doing the zrika l'shem Pesach.
You're hoda right?
Right, so he had the shechita l'shem Pesach and the zrika l'shem Pesach. But the problem is that at the time of the shechita, he declared that the zrika is going to be l'shem shlomim, shalol l'shma. The Mishnah's mechadish that mechashvim me'avoda l'avoda, and therefore the karbon is possible. And if that be the case, the Gemara says that we're talking indeed about what? About shtei avodos. V'hainu bayah d'Rav Papa. Then we're back to square one as far as the suffix Rav Papa is concerned. Because if the Mishnah is addressing the case of shtei avodos, then even Rabbi Meir would agree that the carbon is possible. Meaning that in all cases the carbon is possible. Why? Because you have two avodos, and one avoda had a machsheves psul of shalol l'shma. In the case of carbon pesul, that passes the carbon. So when the Mishnah says that the carbon is possible here, it could reflect the shita of Rabbi Meir just as well as the shita of Rabbi Yossi. And basically, again, if we have no compelling reason to assume that the Mishnah is talking about one avoda, then we're free to interpret the Mishnah as referring to two avodos. And if it's two avodos, then we're left with a suffix. We don't know if the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yossi, and the carbon is possible because tfos, you know, ga'af be gemar dvarav adam nitfas, or the Mishnah is reflecting the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who holds tfos loshen rishon. Because even Rabbi Meir, in the case of two avodos, would agree that it's possible because there's no tfos loshen rishon. So I made a slight mistake in the way I formulated it. I said that if we're talking about shtei avodos and the Mishnah paskins that the carbon is possible, that would reflect the sheet of Rabbi Meir tfos l'shem rishon. That's not accurate. It could work with the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would agree that the carbon is possible, but not because of tfos l'shem rishon, but because there's no stira here between one machshava and the other, insofar as each machshava relates to its own avoda.
So his machloka doesn't apply, my shita doesn't apply.
Correct. The only way the machlokas would apply between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi is if you're talking about a case of one avoda, which sets up a stira in the machshava of that avoda, where Rabbi Meir would say that if he started with the machsheves lishma, the carbon would be kosher, and that's against our Mishnah, if you would have assumed that our Mishnah is talking about one avoda. But now that we've established that the Mishnah could very well be talking about shtei avodos, we have no proof in that direction, but we're free to accept that interpretation, then we have no final conclusion as far as the suffix Rav Papa. The only way we could establish the halacha like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir is would be if this Mishnah is talking about a case of avoda achas, where Rabbi Meir in the case of lishma and shalol lishma would be mashu the carbon because it's false lashon rishon. That's only in avodachas. But now that we've opened up the door to the possibility that our Mishnah is talking about shtei avodos, then the Mishnah could be just as well Rabbi Meir as it is Rabbi Yossi. Toshma, now the Gemara wants to bring a proof from what? From the beginning of our Mishnah. No, I'm sorry. That the Gemara now wants to bring a proof from the end of our Mishnah. What's the end of our Mishnah? So it says in our Mishnah, O shalo lishmo, vilishmo, posel. So he started with the machsheves shalo lishmo, and then he finished up with the machsheves lishmo, and the carbon is posel. Hechi dami, what's the case? E neima b'shtei avodos. which would mean that the carbon is possible even according to Rabbi Meir. Right? If it's shtei avodos, then again, there's no stirin, there's no tfos lashon rishon, so one avoda was certainly b'machsheves psul. So the Gemara once again says that the Mishnah is really not teaching me anything new, because we can establish this case of shtei avodos where he started with the machsheves shelo lishma with a kal v'chomer. In other words, logically, we would derive it from a kal v'chomer hashta. Now, in the case of the Mishnah that started with lishmo, and then he went to shelo lishmo, and yet the carbon is possible, then shelo lishmo v'lishmo, if he started with shelo lishmo, then for sure the carbon is possible. No, if there was any hava meaning to be maksha to salvage the carbon, it would be in a case of lishmo and shelo lishmo, which would allow me in some sense to apply the principle of tfos lashon rishon, which again wouldn't actually apply here because it's shtei avodos. But in any event, he started with by being koveh the carbon is a carbon pesach, and maybe that sticks. And yet the Mishnah says no, because he had a second avoda, which was shelo lishma, therefore that passes the carbon. Is how much more so if he started with a machsheves shelo lishma in one of the avodos. So he did that avoda shelo lishma, and then he went on to an avoda lishma. Me boy, do I need the Mishnah to tell me that the carbon is possible? For sure the carbon is possible. With this kal v'chomer, I'm going to derive the conclusion that the carbon is for sure possible. If it's possible in the case where he started with lishmo, how much more so if he started with shelo lishmo? El Olav, the only way of justifying the need for the seifa of our Mishnah is b'avoda achas. It must be that the Mishnah is coming to teach you that in one avoda, which according to both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, the carbon is going to be possible. And why is that? He started with shelo lishmo. So according to Rabbi Meir, if there's a stira in one avoda, then we say tfos lashon rishon, and therefore the carbon is possible. According to Rabbi Yossi, we take into consideration the integration of both machshavos. So he had here a machsheva shelo lishmo el olav, and therefore if we're talking about avoda achas and the seifa, then we usually have a principle of maintaining the integrity of a mishnah. And if the seifa is b'avoda achas, then the reisha nami b'avoda achas. And therefore, the mishnah is talking about a case of one avoda. And if it's one avoda, then the mishnah could only be justified, or shall we say reconciled with the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. It cannot be reconciled with the Shita of Rabbi Meir, because in the Reisha he started with the Machshava of Lishma. And according to Rabbi Meir, if there's a stir in one avoda, then we apply the principle of Tfos Lashon Rishon, the carbon is kosher. So the Tan is really telling me two dinim. The first din he's telling me is that if he had a Machshava in one avoda of Lishma and Shelo Lishma, the carbon is possible. Which means that we don't pass him like Rabbi Meir. If he started with the machshavas lishma, the carbon is possible, because we're going to say that af al gmar dvarav adam nitfas. Let me just get the exact language. What is Rabbi Yossi's language? Af gmar dvarav adam nitfas. I happen to get it right. That was lucky. And what else is the chiddush here? The chiddush is that in a case where he started with a machsheves shelo lishmo, the carbon is possible. Now, what's the chiddush here? Again, we're talking now about avoda achas, and if it's an avoda achas, then if he started with a machsheves shelo lishmo, then both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, kol echad l'shitaso l'taime, would passel the carbon. Oh, so here we have another chiddush, and the chiddush is that when he finishes the avoda with a machsheves lishma, we would think that he has the right to be mevatel, to void, null and void his first machshava. So I'll read to you the footnote here. He quotes a gemara in Bava Kama, I'm sorry, Bava Basra, on Daf Kufei, that there's a Shita Benanas. Benanas is one of the Tanoim. And he says, Tfos Loshan Achron, that if there's a stira between the two Lashonos, then Allah is determined by his last Machshav, which means that he has the right to rescind and null and void his original statement or his original Machshav. So here, that he started with the Shalom Lishma, but he finished up by saying Lishma, and it's all in one Avoda, Benanas would maintain Lishitaso, that the carbon is kosher. So even though there's no Chiddush in our Sefer, in Avodah Achas, within the context of Rav Machlokas, Rav Yossi, and Rav Meir, both of them would agree unanimously that the carbon is possible. But the Chiddush of the Sefer is Lafuki Benanas, who would say that in this case where he at the end changed his mind on Shalom Lishma and he had a Machshavas Lishma, then he would negate and undermine his first Machshava. And therefore the carbon would be kosher. So the Mishnah wants to tell me that the carbon is possible. So now at this point, we have a clear-cut proof that our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir, because we're talking about Avodah Achas, even in the case where his original Machshava was Lishma, which Rabbi Meir would say, therefore the carbon is kosher. Lo, so the Gemara says, no, I still want to argue against this proof. We all understand Avodos. In truth, we're talking about Shtei Avodos. You told me that if it's Shtei Avodos, and he started with the Shalom Lishma, then for sure, I understand Pshita, that the carbon is possible. I don't need the Chiddush. So the Gemara says, Enochinami, Bedinu Dilo Itzrichle. Truthfully speaking, the Tata did not have to teach me the case of Shalom Lishma and Lishma. There's no Chiddush in Shalom Lishma and Lishma. Because certainly, since he started his first Machshav with Shalom Lishma, the carbon is possible. But we have a technical principle. And what's the technical? The Aidi Ditana Lishma v'Shalom Lishma. Since in the first din, he mentions the case of Lishma and Shalom Lishma, which again is a big Chiddush, because we're excluding... I'm sorry. In the case of Lishma and Shalom Lishma, we're excluding Rabbi Meir. Again, we're not really excluding Rabbi Meir because we're talking about Shtei Avodos, but there could have been a Svara of Tfos Lashon Rishon, that the Karma was already Nikba from the first Machshava and the first Avoda as a Karma Lishma. Is then Tamanami safer? Then he goes on and says, to maintain this symmetry, Shalom Lishma and Lishma. So he tells me the second din in the exact reverse order of Shalom Lishma and Lishma. Even though Shalom Lishma and Lishma is Pshita, there's no Chiddush, but we have a principle called Aidi Tana Reisha Tani Sefer. Toshma, now the Gemara wants to quote a Mishnah later on, a Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, to be poshet the Suffolk of Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah says, so here I want to give a little bit of background information to two halachos that apply in Karban Pesach. First of all, it's a halacha called Minui, which means that the carbon pesach has to be shechted for the sake of the menuyim, of those people who got together and joined forces as one group and one shutfis, one membership for the carbon. And that's based on the pasuk in Bo. It says, V'lokach hu u'shcheino akarov al beiso, b'mitzas nefashos, ish lefi achlo tachosu al aseh. Now, watch the key words in this pasuk. First of all, it says b'mechsas nefashos. Mechsas means minui, which means that all these nefashos were appointed, so to speak, or they joined in that carbon, so they designated that carbon for all the minuyim. That's called mechsas nefashos in the biblical Hebrew. Then the pasuk says ish lefi achlo, which means okay, wait a second. So we have the pasuk. I'm going to go out of order here. The end of the pasuk says tachosu al haseh. What does the word tachosu mean? That's critical here. Tachosu means shchita, and that shchita, if we go back to the beginning of the pasuk, has to be number one b'mechsas nefashos, which means for the sake of the menuyim, and number two, it's got to be ish lefi achlo, for the sake of those who are royal achila. So let's say, for example, you have a sick person that's not capable of eating from the Karban Pesach. He's called Eino Roy Lachila. And the Torah went out of its way to say that tachosu, meaning the shechita, has to be ish lefi achlo, for the sake of someone who's capable of eating the Korban Pesach. The Torah also, in the same context of tachosu, says it's got to be b'mitzvas nefesh, it's got to be for the sake of those who are money on the Korban Pesach. So let's say, for example, you had someone who was a zaken or a chole, and he was amongst the menuyim, so therefore he's included in mitzvas nefashos, but he's not included in ish lefi achlo. He's not royal achila. So that's why we need these two conditions. These are the basic, unique two dinim in shechitas Korban Pesach. That number one has to be shechita l'shem menuyim, and that's called tachos b'mechsas nefashos. And number two, it's got to be ish lefi achlo for the sake of those who are capable of eating the korban lafuki. Zaken or chole. So now let's read the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Shchato shelo liochlov. If at the time of the Shechitas Korban Pesach he had in mind that it should be eaten by people who are not capable of eating the korban, for example, l'shem cholim or l'shem zkenim, they're not ruim l'korban, and therefore it doesn't fulfill the condition that the Torah set out of ish lefi ochlo. And this is the first case mentioned in the Mishnah that the korban is possible. Now we go to the second case. Or he shechted it shelo lenuyav. You know, he shechted it for the purpose of a group of people who are not part of the minui. They're not included in mechsas nefashos. Again, we're going to have a complicated case where, let's say, he had in mind both Ruvain, who's Manui, and Shimon, who's not Manui, that we don't know. But let's say right now, we'll take a simple case where he doesn't have Ruvain in mind, he's Manui, he has Shimon in mind, and only Shimon exclusively, who's not Manui, the Korban is possible. And this also is, by the way, very similar conceptually to the case of Shelo Liochlov, because the Korban Pesach is only allowed to be eaten to those who are Manui on the Korban Pesach. Now we get to a third case of a shechita l'shem, somebody who's not royal achila, and that's for arelim. Now what's the case of arelim? You know, it'd be kind of odd to assume that a mature Jew who's not gemalt, you know, would come to eat from the Korban Pesach. But that's not what we're talking about. This Mishnah is addressing the case of what's called mesu achiv machmas mila. And in one word in English, I think that's called hemophilia. That's what I think. Hemophilia is a blood disease where the blood doesn't have the capacity to clot.
Yeah.
So even the smallest incision, which normally for a normal person would not in the least be dangerous, becomes very dangerous for this person. Now, how do we know? Oh, so the gigantic machlokas here, how many of his brothers died never because of the mila? Is he number three in the family, or he's number four in the family? Meaning, did he lose two brothers Nebuch being from Mila, or he lost three brothers from Mila? Do we apply the principle of Chazak b'shalosh or Chazak b'shtayim? And all this is a sugya mesechti yavamis on Daf Samach Dalid. Rebbe there is quoted in a brisa of Mal Harishon v'mes Sheni v'mes Ishlishi lo timol. There's no Mila for the third guy. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Shlishi Timo, let the third guy be subject to Mila, Revi Lo Timo. So at what point is this Chazok established that in this family there's a hereditary disease and it's very dangerous to subject the child to Mila, whether it's two or three, Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara actually uses this as an equation at the beginning of the third parak of Baba Basra to the law of Shor Tam and Shor Muad. But anyway, so for our purposes, we have a case of an Orel who's not an Orel through any, how shall I say, negligence of his own. You know, we're not talking about like a deliberate rebellious Orel. And there's no Mila here due to circumstances beyond his control. But nevertheless, he's an Orel. And the Torah says, what do you say? Right, kol Orel lo yochel bo. And he is an Orel. Again, we're not punishing him, but just the Metzius is an Orel, and he cannot eat the Korban Pesach. And now the Shochet, who slaughtered the Korban, had in mind for the sake of an Orel. Now we have a fourth case, which is also possible. Shachto l'tmein. He had in mind that the Korban Pesach should be eaten by tmein. And of course, a tomei is not allowed to eat a Korban Pesach. I mean, that itself is a little bit complicated, because there are two types, two categories of Korban Pesach. There's the classical type, which the Gemara is referring to here, which is called Pesach Haba B'Tahara. There's also a Pesach which is brought B'Tumah. That's called Tumah Hutra B'Tzibah. Let's say Rove and the Tzibah became Tmeim, then we'll bring the Korban Pesach on behalf of Klal Yisrael, even though they're Tmeim. But that's not our case. Now we're talking about a case of a Pesach Shabbat B'Tahara. So we have now four categories of a machshava sashchita, which passes the karban, and what underlies all four is that the machshava was not for someone who could eat the karban pesach. He can't eat the karban pesach if he's a chol and zaken, that's shalol yochlov. He can't eat the karban pesach if he's not manui, because the Torah says it's got to be michsas nefashos. So he can't eat the karban pesach because he's an orel. He can't eat the karban pesach because he's tameh. So the Gemara says, Hacha Pshita. In other words, in this case, are we talking about one avodah or two avodos? And the truth is, he has only one machshava. Again, the four permutations, but it's only one machshava. If there's only one machshava, then by definition, it's got to be avodah achas. In other words, the whole discussion of Papa, are we talking about one avodah or two avodos? That's in the case of Lishma and Shalo Lishma. But in this case, where he had a Machshava Poseles, then there's only one Avoda. So the Gemara says, Bavoda Achas. So we have now a Mishnah a little bit later on in the Masechta. It's the next Mishnah, if I'm not mistaken. And that Mishnah is talking about a case of Avoda Achas. Says the Gemara, the Sefer of Avoda Achas is Reisha Nami Be Avoda Achas. And therefore, we go back to Rav Papa's drawing board, and we assume that if it's Bavoda Achas, then the Mishnah can only be reflective of the Shita of Rav Yossi, because going to Rabbi Meir Tfos Loshen Richa Bavoda Achas, because it's a stira within Avoda, one Avoda of Shalom Lishma and Lishma, and the carbon, therefore, if the original Mashavah was Lishma, would be kosher. The Mishnah says it's possible, it must be reflective of Rav Yossi. So the Gemara says, Midi Iri. He says, that's a proof, since there's a Mishnah later on that's talking about a case of Avodah Achas. Haki the Isa, Haki the Isa. The next Mishnah is talking about one scenario, namely of Avodah Achas. But our Mishnah is talking about a different scenario entirely, namely, Shtei Avodos. Is Seifa, the next Mishnah is Avodah Achas, but Reisha, as far as the Reisha is concerned, we don't know one way or the other, and that's the suffix of a Papa, it could be Avodah Achas. Or it could be v'shtei avodos. Toshma. Now the Gemara goes on to read the next part of the Mishnah. In that very same Mishnah, Daf Samach Aleph, and the Mishnah says, "Li ochlov v'shalo li ochlov." This was the case that I hinted at before, which is a much more complicated case. He had two machshavos. On the one end, he included Reuven, who is Roy Lachila, he's not a Chole or a Zaken, but he also included Shimon in his Machshava. And Shimon, unfortunately, is a Zaken or a Chole, he's not capable of Achila. So what do we do in this case? That's what the Mishnah is addressing, the following issue. Do we put the emphasis on Li'ochlov, and we will ignore his Machshava Shalo Li'ochlov? Meaning the Korban Pesach, even according to his very strange, ambiguous machshava, is nechal, it's going to be eaten. Or shall we say, no, there's a new halacha that a machshava shalo li'ochlov passes the korban. So the Mishnah paskins kosher. In this case, we say kol di'al of gavar, meaning that li'ochlov is gavar, and that's machshava that salvages the korban. So the Gemara now analyzes this halacha in the Mishnah of li'ochlov v'shalo li'ochlov. Hechi dami. What exactly is the case? E name of b'shtei avodos. If you're going to tell me. Now the Gemara is about to embark on a process of revealing various principles that apply to Korban Pesach. These are rules that we're not familiar with. And if I'm not mistaken, these rules are transmitted from Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai through the generations. Anyway, let's go through it. If it's shtei avodos, which means the following. When he did the shechita, he had in mind those who are royal achila, which means that let Reuven, who's a young fellow and he's capable of eating, eat a kezias of the Korban Pesach. But he had a machshava that although the shechita would be on behalf of Reuven, who's royal achila, the zrikas adam would be for Shimon, who's a chol or a zaken, and he's eino royal achila. If that's the case of our Mishnah, v'taima, and the reason why the korban is kosher, is because dechashiv bizrika, because the machsheves psul was at the time of zrika, and now the Gemara introduces this principle called the ein machsheves ochlim bizrika. Now, in the footnote here, he points out that this principle called Ein Machsheves Ochlim Bezrika, which we're going to try to explain, is derived from a pasuk. In Shmos Yud Beis, in Parshas Bo, it says, Ish lefi ochlo tachusu al aseh. And it means that ochlim is tachosu. Tachosu means shechita. So the shechita should be lefi ochlo, for ochlim. And therefore, the psul of a machsheves shaloli ochlov is in shechita. Hence, the principle of ein machsheves ochlin poseles bizrika. So, in other words, if there's a machsheves ochlin poseles, which means shaloli shem ochlov, because the Torah requires ish lefi ochlo tochusal aser. That psul of a machsheves poseles of shaloli ochlov applies in tachosu, in shechita, but it doesn't apply in zrika. So therefore, if at the time of the Zrika, he had in mind that this Zrika should be for Shimon, who's an Alta Yid, and he's not capable of Achila, the Karban is Kosher. So again, this is all under the premise that we're talking about Shtei Avodos, which means that his Machsheves Shaloli Ochlov, which is a Machsheva Poseles in Karban Pesach, was split into two Avodos. He had on the one hand a machshava li'ochlov vis-a-vis the shechita, but he had a machshava of shaloli ochlov for a zaken or a chola vis-a-vis the zrika. And the Mishnah is saying that since these were on two avodos, these two machshavos, and he had a machshava of chutz li'ochlov, of shaloli ochlov in zrika, we have a principle called ein machshavas ochlov in zrika. And again, I don't have a footnote here to explain the reasoning behind this, but I would say intuitively that it means that the zrika is not being done for the achila per se. You know, the shechita is being done for the achila, but not the zrika. The zrika is part of the akrabas hakarbon. It has no application to any sort of heter achila in terms of chulin. So if you had chulin, the matir for achila would be shechita. So you could have a shechita l'shem ochlov or shalol l'shem ochlov. In this case, he had a shechita l'shem ochlov. The Zrika, as far as Machsheves Ochlin, is completely irrelevant. And therefore, whatever Machsheva he has, whether it's for Ochlin or Shalol Ochlin, at the time of the Zrika, that's irrelevant. That doesn't register. So the word for Shaloli Ochlov in the Torah's language is Tachosu, which refers exclusively to Shechita. But all this, says the Mishnah, according to this possibility, is because it was Shtei Avodos, meaning the Machsheves Ochlin was in Shechita, the Machsheves Shaloli Ochlov was in Zrika. So therefore, what's implicit? Implicit in this Mishnah is Hav Avoda Achas, where a Machsheves Ochlin is registers. So let's say we're talking about Shechita. Is Mahanya Be Machsheves Ochlin? There, the Machsheva LaOchlov or Shalol LaOchlov is a very valid, you know, it registers as a Machsheva, and therefore there's going to be, in the case of Machsheves Shaloli Ochlov, a psul in the karma, because the Torah says, Li Ochlov Tachusu Al Aseh, the Shechita has to be L'Shem Ochlov. So the Gemara says that's impossible. Because we have another principle in Karban Pesach. The first principle was Ein Machshavas Ochlim Bezrika. Now we have another principle. And that's called Miktas Ochlim Lo Pasla. Which means that if you have a minui of many people on a Karban Pesach, some members of this group are capable of eating a kezias of the Karban Pesach, others are incapable of eating a kezias of the Karban Pesach, and the Karban was shechted for the sake of all the minuyim, meaning both Reuven and Shimon, both Reuven is Roy Lachila and Shimon is not Roy Lachila, is shchitasa kshera. The Karban is kosher. That's called miksas ochlin lo pasla. We're not going to say that, you know, we're going to split the shechita and say that half of the shechita was for Reuven who's royal lachila, and half of the shechita was for the sake of Shimon who's not royal lachila. We don't say such a thing, but rather we say that the entire shechita, as one indivisible entity, was for miktas ochlin, and if it was for miktas ochlin, then the carbon is kosher. Now the logic here is the following. If at the time of Shechita he had a Machsheves Ochlov and Shaloli Ochlov, the carbon therefore would have to be kosher. Why? Because Ein Miktas Ochlin Poselis. So if he had these two Machsheves in at the time of the Shechita, one Liochlov and one Shaloli Ochlov, and that's called Avoda Achas, then the carbon would be kosher based on the principle called Miktas Ochlin Lo Pasla. Therefore, we don't understand why the Mishnah implies, or how can the Mishnah imply, that if he shechts Li Ochlov and Shelo Li Ochlov, which is called Avoda Achas, the carbon be Pasla. Pufaket, the exact opposite is true, the carbon is kosher. And therefore, we cannot assume that this Mishnah is related to the case, is addressing the case of Shtei Avodos. Again, the Shtei Avodos per se we could understand, right? And we could justify the Hechshera Karban. Oh, just one second. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I have to reiterate, you know, how should I say, rescind what I said before, at least the miksas. I made one little mistake. It's an important mistake, but the Mishnah says that li ochlov shlolochov is kosher, and I could assume that that's true in shtei avodos, which would mean that he had li ochlov as a machshav in shchita and shloli ochlov as a machshav of zrika, because we have a principle of ein machashvin ein machsheves ochlov bezrika. So the machshava that he had at the time of Zrika doesn't register as far as Achila is concerned, and therefore the carbon is kosher. That would be fine. But then the Mishnah would be implying that if it was Shaloli Ochlov, I'm sorry, that if it was in Avoda Achas, forgetting about the principle of Zrika, that Ein Machsheves Ochlov Bezrika, if it was in Avoda Achas and Shechita, the carbon would be possible, and that's not true. And when we say that's not true, it means it's not even a hava mina that would be true. That's what I think you have to add here to this Gemara. In other words, the Mishnah would not be teaching me anything. In other words, if the Mishnah is telling me that in Shtei Avodos the carbon is kosher because we activate the principle of Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bezrika, then the Mishnah is not telling me anything in the implication of Avoda Achas, because if there were two machshavos of Liochlov and Shlolochlov during the Shechita, then we have the principle called Miktas Ochlin Lo Pasla. So again, what is the Mishnah teaching me here? So again, all this is under the assumption that we're talking about Shtei Avodos. So let me just again read the Gemara, just make sure that I got it right this time. He says, "Hob avoda achas, ukigon b'shchita, demahanyel be machsheves ochlin is posel." Ah, no. I'm sorry, I'm driving you nuts. We're going back to the original pshat. I was right to begin with. Tfos loshen rishon. What I said, right, like Rav Meir. What I said at the beginning is right. You know, they tell you when you take exams, if you decide at the end of the exam to change your mind, you just leave it. Whatever you thought at the beginning, that's probably right. There are statistical, you know, the psychological experiments about this. In any event, here what I said at the beginning, I think, is right. Because the Gemara is saying that if the Mishnah is talking about a case of shtei avodos, and that's why the carpet is possible, and that's because we activate the principle of Eimach Shevas Ochlin Bezrika, then the implication is that if it would have been one avodah, and he had these two makshavas of Liot L'Shem, Liot Shalol, Liot Lov, then the carbon would be possible. And that's wrong. Because that's not true. We have a principle called Mixas Ochlin Lo Pasla. So if during the Shechita he had in mind both Liot Lov and Shalol Liot Lov, the carbon is kosher. Okay, so that's good. Now we turn to Daf Samach Amud Beis. El Olav, if it's not talking about Shtei Avodos, then willy-nilly we have no choice but to assume that we're talking about Avoda Achas. Okay? So what does it mean? That the Karban is kosher, even though he had these two machshavos of Liochlov and Shalol Liochlov be Avoda Achas, meaning in the case of Shechita. Okay? So now we're going to assume the following. That the Chiddush of our Mishnah here at the end is to tell me that even though in one Avoda he had both a machshava of Liochlov and Shalol Liochlov, that means at the time of the Shechita he also had Shalol Liochlov in mind. Nevertheless, the Karban is kosher, because we're going to activate the principle that we saw in Amud Aleph of Mixas Ochlin Lo Pasla. And therefore, the Gemara says, Mita Seifa Bavoda Achas is Reisha Nami Bavoda Achas. I finally proved conclusively that we're talking about Avoda Achas, at least in the Seifa. We want to maintain the integrity of the Reisha in the Seifa, so even in our Mishnah, in the case of Shachat Lishmon and Shalol Lishmon, the carbon is possible. It's talking about a case of Avoda Achas, which would clearly prove that our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Yossi, that Af Besof Tvarav Adam Nitfas. And the Gemara is going to obviously pull out the same rabbit from its hat, as it always does. Me the Iria, what kind of proof is this? Hakadisa, Hakadisa. That Emchi Nami, the Sefer, is talking about Avodah Achas, but the Reish is talking about either Avodah Achas or Shtei Avodos. But I just want to go back to one point here. When the Gemara finally lands with Avodah Achas in the second Mishnah, which means that the carbon is kosher, when he had two machshavos, b'avoda achas, like for example in Shechita, so he writes the following. He says that if he had two machshavos in two avodos, the karban would be kosher. And that's based on the principle of ein machsheves ochlin bezrika. So I'm a little bit confused here about the following point. When we initially investigated the possibility that we were talking about Shtei Avodos, then we implied that if it would have been Avoda Achas, it would be possible, and that's why we rejected that possibility. Now that we're interpreting the Mishnah as referring to Avoda Achas, why not imply that if it would have been Shtei Machshavos b'Shtei Avodos, that the carbon would be possible, and that's not true. In other words, at this point, when the Gemara says b'Avoda Achas, it means bein im choshav shtei machshavos b'avoda achas, bein im choshav shtei machshavos b'shtei avodos. In both cases, the carbon is kosher. I don't know why we're not making the same diuk that we made before. Now, I'm just going to read to you what he says in the footnote. I don't know, honestly, if it's relevant to us, but let's take a shot at it. He says, im choshav shteihem b'shchitas ha-karbon. I'm sorry, let's say it again. Im choshev b'shteyen b'shchita, he had both Liochlov and Shalol Liochlov, is that carbon kosher? Afal pisha shokhid gam shalol l'shem ochlov, but kevan shechoshev sheshokhid af Liochlov, is shchita b'mixas ochlov k'shera. That's what we had. Now, if he had a machshov of Liochlov levad, that would certainly be kosher. Oh. Now, if chasha bizrika, that's in shteyavol the shaloli ochlov, the carbon is kosher. Why? Because eimach sheves psul of ochlim el b'shchita not bizrika. Okay, so that's what we said in any event. Now he has a whole discussion why the Gemara gets into the same ditch twice. You know, we just finished saying that from the Sefer you can't prove anything about the Reisha. Why does Gemara have to go through that a second time around? So he has a whole pshat here from the Karni Re'en. What I would like to do, how many minutes do we have left till Ma'ariv? We have about 7 minutes, 8 minutes. So I'd like to start at least the next sugya. Get a jump start at the next sugya. And here we're talking about Shechita B'shtei Machshavos Sosros with a slightly different twist. Iboilehu. The Gemara raises the following suffix. Pesach. Korb Pesach. Sheshachto. We're talking about B'shar Yivos Hashanah, which is called Pesach Shelo B'zman. The Zman of Korban Pesach is right. Yudalid after Chatzos. Any other time of the year, with regard to this Korban Pesach, it's called a Pesach Shelo B'zmano.
You need
that? Oh, now, if he shechts a Pesach Shelo B'zmano, then it automatically becomes Shlomin. So the status of a Pesach, the whole year round, is that of a Korban Shlomin.
The one that made it a Pesach in the first place, then. Like, it's not a Pesach.
Well, again, it's a little bit complicated. There are certain residue dinim of Pesach in this carbon. But at least as far as the Shechita is concerned, it's called a carbon shlom. There may be other dinim of Pesach that still apply. And hopefully we'll get into that. But the status of Pesach B'Shayimos Hashanah is a sugya. It's not, you know, there's nothing superficial about it. It's very complicated. But at least as far as Lishma is concerned, it has the din of a carbon shlomim, which is very fascinating because it turns everything upside down and inside out. What do I mean? The law of carbon Pesach is Lishma is kosher and Shalom Lishma is possible. That's only in Pesach Bizmano. In Pesach Shalom Bizmano, it's Pumfakert. The exact opposite is true, that Lishma is possible. And Shalom Lishma is kosher, which means that if he shechts a Korban Pesach, for example, on Tu B'Shvat, then if he has a Machshava L'Shem Pesach, the Korban is possible. Why? Because as far as Lishma and Shalom Lishma, it has the status of a Korban Shlomim on Tu B'Shvat. But if on the other hand, he had a Kavanah Shalom Lishma, but L'Shem Shlomim, or for that matter, L'Shem any other Korban, then the Korban is kosher. And why is that? Because the law of shlomim is that a shalom lishma in shlomim is kosher. So mimanafshach. What are the machshavos that he had? The three possibilities in the case of b'shar yivos hashanah, he could have had in mind l'shem pesach that would passel the karbon, or he could have in mind l'shem shlomim, which would basically be a machshavos lishma, even though technically he could call it shalom lishma because He designated it as a Korban Pesach, but it has the status all year round of a Shlomim, and therefore, even though it's Shalom Lishma as far as Pesach is concerned, it's Lishma as far as Shlomim is concerned. But then we get to the third possibility. Let's say he had Ma'an L'Shem Ola, that would also be kosher, because Shalom Lishma and Shlomim, if you shech the Korban Shlomim L'Shem Ola, the Korban is kosher. So in two out of three scenarios, B'Shar Yivos Hashanah, the Korban would be kosher. And the oddity here is that if you use the word Lishmo here, which means L'Shem Pesach, then the carbon is possible. Whereas normally, in the case of Pesach Bismano, Lishmo is kosher. Now Shalom Bismano becomes possible. And if you had a Machshava Shalom Lishmo, which means not L'Shem Pesach, meaning L'Shem Shlomim, or for that matter L'Shem Ola, the carbon is kosher. Whereas Bismano Shalom Lishmo is possible. If you didn't have in mind Machshavas Pesach. So Iboilehu. Pesach Sheshchato B'Shar Yivos Hashanah Lishmo V'Shalo Lishmo. What happens if you had in mind both L'Shem Pesach and L'Shem Shlomim? What's the din of this Korban Pesach? The Gemara is going to explain now the study as Sofek. If he would have shechted it, if he was shechted it, Lishma, the Kabbalah would be possible. If he would, right? Because that's not the Zman Pesach. If he would have shechted it, Shalom Lishma, let's say, for example, Shem Shalom, the Kabbalah would be kosher. Right? Because the rest of the year, the status of the Kabbalah Pesach is that of Shalom. But here, he had two contradictory machshavos. He had in mind the Shem Pesach, which would passel the Korban, and he had in mind the Shem Shlomim, which would kash the Korban. Mi asi, should we say that the Shalom Lishma, which means the Shem Shlomim, should come along and mafik lemide lishma, and should undermine the machshava lishma, and therefore by being motzi the Korban for the machshavos psul of lishma, of the Shem Pesach, machshele, it's able to salvage the Korban, and it becomes a Korban kosher. Oh, or should we say no? Lo, the second machshava does not have the power to undermine and nullify the first machshava, which was Shem Pesach, which is machshava poselis, and if the korban is possible. So again, if we're going to apply the principle of asi shelo lishma umapik lemidei lishma, and we put all our eggs into the second machshava, then the korban is kosher. But if on the other hand we're going to say that since the first machshava was lishma, which is a machshava apostelis and carbon pesach shalom bismano, then the carbon is possible, and that's it. There's nothing you can do to salvage the carbon. Now, one of the questions I want to raise with you is, what happened to the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir? Why doesn't the Gemara apply that issue here? And since we have two machshavas asosro zuzu in avoda achas, then Rabbi Meir would certainly hold Tfos Lashon Rishon. And according to Rabbi Meir, Lechora, this whole Sofik doesn't get off the ground, because since he had a Machshava of Shloshim Pesach, which is considered Shalom Lishma, that automatically passes the Karbon. When he then retracts, so to speak, his original Machshava of Lashem, and now he has Lashem Shlomim, he can't do so according to Rabbi Meir. So I don't know. Maybe the Gemara here is assuming Rabbi Yossi, and according to Rabbi Yossi, we have to consider even in Shtei Machshavas post Amachisho Zuitzu, Asosu Zuitzu, in one Avoda, we have to consider and integrate both Machshavas. And now the Gemara wants to know, well, if we consider both Machshavas, is there a possibility of saying that the second Machshava, namely the Machshava of Shalolishma, could be Mapikli Day, could be Motsimi Day, the first Machshava? Now I don't know why we'd say that. Benanas might say that. I don't know why Rabbi Yossi would say this. So I don't understand the suffix even according to Rabbi Yossi. So there's a long footnote here in the Masifta, and he says Ratzasah, the Gemara wants to listapik af l'shitas Rav Meir, who normally would apply the principle of Tfos Lashon Rishon, and since he started with the Machshava of L'shem Pesach, the Korban should be possible. And therefore, l'shitaso, according to Rav Meir, shachat shalom lishma, ulishma, if he would reverse the sequence and start with what? Start with shalom lishma, which means l'shem shlomim, is kvar huksha karman, machmas machshavta rishona shalom lishma, and the second machshava of lishma l'shem pesach would not have the power of passing the karman. So he's suggesting now that the Gemara Safay would, if we apply it to the case where he started with the Machshava of Shalolishma, Lechora, according to Rav Meir, that Safay wouldn't get off the ground, we would apply the principle of Tfos Lashon Rishon. However, Ba'ofen Shemitchila, if he started with the Machshava Lishmo, which is the Machshava Poseles, and afterwards he shechted Shalolishma, here the Gemara has a Safay, apparently even according to Rabbi Meir. Why? But it's machshavas psul she'ena noheges b'chol hazvachim. He ain't a chashuv adaya v'nekeres al yidei machshavas shniya. Then even Rabbi Meir would say the second machshava might have the power to undermine the first machshava, and we're going to neutralize and undermine the principle of tfos lashon rishon, because in all karbonos a machshavas lishma is a machshava machshira. Here there's a unique halacha of lishma that it generates a psul, and maybe such a machshava haposeles of a lishma, which doesn't apply in all of the zmanim, doesn't have the kashivus, and therefore can be nekeres, it can be undermined by the machshava shnir. Okay then, so Bulineta will pick this up next time. If you happen to have a pencil here, oh, here's a pencil. I just want to make sure that we know where we're up to.